Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yesterday, Donald Trump announced that he was delaying any decisions on Iran for 2 weeks. The next day, he decided to golf at his course in Bedminster, New Jersey, after complaining throughout the week that he hasn't golfed in multiple weeks due to the escalating conflict in the Middle East. While leaving the golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, Donald Trump stood on the tarmac and attacked his own cabinet members before taking off in Morristown, New Jersey, and heading back to the White House. Now, Donald Trump has had an escalating feud with his own Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, ever since this war with Iran began to escalate over in the Middle East. And the thing is, why are you beefing with your own Director of National Intelligence about a war that you know nothing about? I mean, Donald Trump is not going to go by his instincts and know what's going on in the Middle East. Ted Cruz tried that, and we saw how that worked out when he was grilled by Tucker Carlson. So before I play this clip of Trump, you know, still attacking Tulsi Gabbard, let me just show you that 5 years ago, Tulsi said, quote, "We do not seek regime change," Trump declares as he escalates his regime change war against Iran. Neocons like Graham/Bolton are cheering. To all who voted for Trump because of his anti-war rhetoric, it's time to realize he lied to you. Stand with me against Trump's Iran war. Hashtag Trump's war. Again, this was in 2020. Tulsi Gabbard hasn't changed her opinion, but she realized there's a lot more upward mobility in politics if you grift as a Republican. So that led to a moment like this.
The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003.
How close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having it.
He doesn't care what his own Director of National Intelligence says, and he doubles down today on the tarmac in Morristown, New Jersey, right after golfing.
They didn't do that.
What intelligence do you have that Iran is building a nuclear weapon? Your intelligence community has said they have no evidence that they are at this point.
Well, then my intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
I love to see the President of the United States openly defying his own Director of National Intelligence and his source just being, trust me, bro. Trust me, bro. I mean, I'm not saying that Tulsi Gabbard is some beacon of truth or morality. Trust me, she is far from it. But when the president is repeatedly refusing to do his daily press briefings, refusing to listen to his DNI and just, you know, say she's wrong, it gets a little bit scary. It kind of reminds me of 5 years ago, or roughly 4 years ago, when Donald Trump was denying the outcome of the 2020 election and just denying the advisors around him, or just shoving away the advisors around him who were telling him he was losing touch with reality. This brings me on to the next clip where Trump says that he should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, they should give me the Nobel Prize for Rwanda and if you look, the Congo, or you could say Serbia, Kosovo, you could say a lot of them. You could say, the big one is India and Pakistan.
He negotiated a ceasefire, quote unquote ceasefire, with India and Pakistan. And like 12 hours later, they were already firing again at each other. In the same way that his ceasefire with Israel and Gaza fell through right away, in the same way that his quote unquote ceasefire with Russia and Ukraine, which it's charitable to even call it a ceasefire, was immediately broken by Vladimir Putin while Zelensky and Ukrainians laid down their arms. So Donald Trump does not deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. Give that one to the Ukrainians or the people who pulled off the operation in Russia with the drones where, you know, the Ukrainians took out 40 Russian jets. So this is a stupid idea. These are the demented ramblings of an old president who is losing touch with reality. He then claims that he saved Los Angeles from something bigger than the fires.
I mean, farmers are great people. They keep us happy and healthy and fat.
Are there other cities that you're going to try to replicate what you've done in Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, we had a big victory last night in the Court of Appeals with respect to Los Angeles, but really the country, where Gavin Newsom, who's really an incompetent governor.
He almost wanted to call Gavin by his normal last name. Listen.
Really the country, where Gavin Newsom, who's really an incompetent governor, he's just doing a terrible job between his fires, between all the houses burning down, his forest fires, and now Los Angeles. If we didn't go to Los Angeles, and the sheriff admitted it, he had no control. He would have lost control. We saved Los Angeles by having the military go in.
I'm sorry, but our president is a disgusting effing freak. This dude launches relentless attacks at Governor Newsom and other blue state governors because he thinks that they are incompetent, but it's all just a game in his mind. It's all this weird narcissistic game where he's in this political feud with Newsom. How are you going to blame the forest fires in LA, the fires in LA, on the governor of the state, and then say that you're not inflammatory? When he says stuff like this, it is inherently, necessarily inflammatory. And then when somebody in Minnesota kills two sitting Democrats, he says, I don't know how this could possibly happen. We need to tone things down. It is gaslighting in its rawest form. And here's a clip of Trump being asked, if there's an attack on U.S. assets, will we respond? And his answer is just weak.
He's a terrific person. We have a great understanding.
Mr. President, if there is an attack on U.S. assets, will you promise to conduct a full investigation and make it transparent with the American people before blaming Iran for such an attack?
Well, if there's an attack, we'll know almost immediately with modern equipment who made the attack, and those people will be very, very unhappy.
Prime Minister,
I want to get you people out of danger. You're in danger standing with me.
What a weird pivot. And here's where he's confronted. On 20 years ago, somebody says 20 years ago, you were skeptical of going into the Middle East because of WMDs. What changed?
20 years ago, you were skeptical of a Republican administration that attacked a Middle East country on the idea of questionable intelligence of weapons of mass destruction. How is this moment different with Iran?
Well, there were no weapons of mass destruction. I never thought there were. And that was somewhat pre-nuclear. You know, there was a nuclear age, but nothing like it is today. And it looked like I'm right about the material that they've gathered already. It's a tremendous amount of material. And I think within a matter of weeks, or certainly within a matter of months, they're going to be able to have a nuclear weapon. We can't let that happen. I was very much opposed to Iraq.
Wait a minute. So the president says that within a matter of weeks or months, they could potentially have a nuclear weapon. So his plan is to delay for another 2 weeks. He says another 2 weeks he has to delay. That's so counterproductive. That means you're allowing them to get closer and closer.
I said it loud and clear, but I was a civilian, but I guess I got a lot of publicity. But I was very much opposed to the Iraq war. And I actually did say, don't go in, don't go in, don't go in. But I said, if you're going to go in, keep the oil. But they didn't do that.
As Matthew Gaetz points out here, not Matthew Gaetz, but Matthew Gaetz, Trump believes the current Fox News weekend host he appointed to his Homeland Security Advisory Council over the former Fox News contributor he appointed as his Director of National Intelligence. And all of this has to be wrapped in daily Fox News briefings, or they didn't actually execute, but Tulsi Gabbard pitched the idea of having Trump's daily press briefings in a Fox News format, so he actually paid attention. But no, he still doesn't do his daily press briefings. We don't even know if Trump understands the underlying facts of the war between Russia and Ukraine or the war in the Middle East. He kind of just goes out there and spews BS, and we will continue to relentlessly push back. If you appreciate what we do on this channel, if you appreciate the network we're building with new faces, scaling it up, make sure you subscribe below. Drop a blue heart. I love each and every single one of you, and you'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.